Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Lewis Wood, and this is part two of the Table, Emmett Table sub series of my VS Code video series. Okay, so we've done a table as we've got here, and
carrots, mango, cherries, name, beginning of row,
okay,
name, top of column.
Now,
first
what
order,
we want to do
two.
Is we want to order them. Okay, and we want to go ahead
cherries, dollar
and
51,
create
two.
Categories here, so it's like fruits over mango. So it actually is going to say in the heading, fruits, sales, mangoes, or by mangoes, or you know, something like that. Okay, so it will say it. The screen reader will say it for us. Okay, and this is how we're going to do it.
index.html-video2-visual-studio.
Okay, I'm back to the code. Okay, it's not talking, so I got to do the Control Shift M.
Control Shift M, no problem. Control Shift M, index.html less td greater less $99 slash less slash tr greater.
Okay, now we need to get up to the heading area, because that's where we're going to put another heading up there.
Less td less tr greater less slash tr greater less td greater $68 less slash sed greater less slash t less th scope equals quote cal quote greater cherries less th scope equals less tr greater. Less caption greater video test table less slash caption greater.
Yep, there's a caption.
Less tr greater. Less caption greater video test table less slash caption greater. End. Blank. Enter.
Okay, what we want to do is we want to create another row.
Tr.
Okay. Now on this row.
Greater.
We're going to create headings. We're going to create two headings, but we need to have another column just for name, just to keep it there. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and just do the opposite of what I did earlier. So anyway, I'm going to do th. Whoops.
index.html editor escape greater r greater t blank.
Okay.
H.
I had to make sure because
I
accidentally hit a key. Accidentally hit a key, and I wanted to make sure what I got out there. Yes, that's right. I'm blind. Okay, so th, and then I want to. I needed to have a property. Okay.
P.
Whoops.
Open bracket index.html editor type in text period.
Okay. Now for the open bracket for this one, it's going to be
C O L
S P A N. So the attribute I've got is col span. It's colspan. Okay. And I'm going to do an equal sign.
Equals index.html editor type in text period. Quote. Two. Suggest list box. Quote.
I made it so it goes through two columns. Okay.
Closing bracket.
Okay. And I wanted to do three columns.
Star. Three.
So three call spans, okay? Although actually I only want two, but I gotta have one to dummy out as a TD.
Index.html editor, type in text period. Less TR greater. Less TH call span equals quote to quote greater less slash TH greater.
Okay.
Less TH call span equals quote to quote greater less TH call span equals quote to quote greater less slash TH greater.
See, those are the
less
other
TH,
two.
Less TH, less TR greater. Less th colspan equals quote
okay,
to home less.
That's the top one. We're going to replace this one.
Selected. Less th colspan equals quote to quote greater less slash th greater.
Okay, this one's just going to be
T D.
Okay.
Index.html editor.
I just did.
Period.
I just typed in TD and hit the tab key so I could start. And I'm not typing anything in. I just want a dummy column. So the first, there is no heading. That's where the name is. I don't want an upper heading above it. Now, if I wanted to, I could say, actually, I should have said quarter, but anyway, I didn't do it. But too bad. I could say east name or last name, or I could say last or something, and then it would say last name. But I'm not doing that. Okay, I just blanked it out because I only want the other one.
Less th colspan equals quote to quote greater less end blank th greater less slash less.
Okay, now for this one, we're gonna say
f sub r u i t. space s-a-l-e-s index.html editor
There
type
we
in
are,
text
fruit
period
cells. I said fruit cells.
Less th calspin equals quote to quote greater less slash th greater. Less th calspin equals quote to quote greater fruit sales less slash slash less space b y
fruit sales by
less th calspin equals quote to quote greater less slash th greater.
Okay, the second one will be
greater h t slash less.
Here we are. I'm on the less sign there, so I'll say
v e index g e t a b l e s space s a l e index s space b y suggest list box b control s less slash less th calspin
there we
equals
go.
Quote to quote greater
now
vegetable
I got
sales
that
by less
and
slash th
I
greater.
sales by that one and let's see what it looks like.
Control s.
Let's make sure there's no errors.
Control shift m. No problems have been. Control shift m. Index.html editor. Video second day recording. $51. F5. Video second day recording. $51. Five columns and four rows. Blank. Fruit sales by. Blank. Fruit sales by. Blank. Name. Row 2. First quarter. Row 3.
Yeah, we're in the first quarter. Let's go check out the first data point.
Fruit sales by cherries. $51. Column 2.
See, it says fruit sales by cherries.
Fruit sales by mangoes, $1.89.
Fruit sales by mangoes.
Vegetable sales by carrots, $1.14. Vegetable sales by onions, $1.68. Column 5.
You see, just by putting the headings that way, I got it there, and I can go.
Second quarter, $1.68. Second quarter, blank, 8. Vegetable sales by carrots, $1.14. Column vegetable sales by onions, $1.68. Column 5. End of row. Vegetable sales by carrots, $1.14. Call vegetable sales by onions, $1.68. $1.14. $1.68. Onions, row 2. First quarter, $1.68. Row onions, row 2. First quarter, second quarter, less $1.99 slash T the greater. Vegetable sales by carrots, $1.100.
See, I'm just moving around in that table, and I know exactly where I'm at and what's going on as I go. That's what is nice when you create an accessible table. Now, I did col span, but you can also do row span if you wanted to do multiple rows for some reason. It may be applicable if you're doing like calendar or something like that, you know. Then, but there's other applications that you may be doing good. And then when you get more complicated items, there is other features where you can actually, you can indicate the header per the data point. So that way the data point could actually, like the TD, will point to the headers that it wants. And it would actually say headers, ID, whatever, and then they'll be spaced. There'll be a space between the IDs, the headers that you're referring to. So that is more advanced in everything. I'm not going to be covering all that, but I will include the link to the articles that I read, and you can go down that rabbit hole and find all the technical mumbo jumbo you want. They got such a thing as column groups where they can do that too. And the column groups, you can use that for styling if you wanted to draw borders and shading and all that stuff. And your boss says, hey, the sighted people would like to see it, you know, a little highlighted and stuff like that, then fine, you just do it. Give him what he wants. All right. So this concludes the Emmet for this, and I will give you the Emmet cheat sheet link as well in the notes and stuff. So the Emmet cheat sheet is a list of all the things that I did and a lot more. I could never cover all of them. They're just too much. But you see how they can help, they help a blind person type this stuff in, and you get a lot done at one time. Okay.
LP, this meeting is being recorded.
Okay, now in the next video, I'm going to be talking about user-defined snippets. That is another way to make sure that your code, you make a lot less coding errors and your code comes out perfect. I'll be showing one of mine that I've done, and I believe I showed them in one of the other videos in this series earlier. But now I'm going to go ahead and show it again, and this time I'm going to actually show you how to create the snippet and how to define it. And what we'll do is we'll create an HTML snippet. We'll actually make it off of the code that we did here today, and we'll create a snippet from that. And that might take one or two videos, but when we create the snippet, you'll then be able to create your own from then on. And this is for people with sight impairment and stuff, but just sometimes it makes it easier. So I'm going to explain it to you in the next video.